Chapter 35, A Balanced Healing Program. Putting it all together. In this chapter, you will learn how to create a personal balanced healing program to use for any painful condition, including major life crises or long-standing problems. Tests and trials. Our most basic instinct is to be happy and avoid suffering. Yet physical, mental, and emotional pains frequently slip past our best defenses. Our natural impulse is to do whatever it takes to rid ourselves of the discomfort. However, there is no escape from the inevitable suffering of life. Unskillful pain management. We lock all of the doors of our body home, trying to keep the peace by warding off uninvited guests. All too often, our attempts to avoid suffering compound our problems. When we persist in trying to escape our problems, our pain increases to the point of despair, physical and mental illness, disrupted relationships, reduced functioning, and potential danger to others and ourselves. Skillful pain management. On the other hand, stepping into the pain and managing our problems wisely leads to healing, peace of mind, strength, and ultimately joy. Pain is a directional signal pointing the way to our internal powers. When we learn to use our suffering as a stimulant for the growth of spiritual qualities, the result is a shift in the locus of control from outside to inside. From this position of inner peace and strength, we can handle whatever comes our way. Following is a complete list of the pain management techniques described in this book. These techniques help us mobilize our resources so that we can work through our problems, realize our spiritual power, and avoid unnecessary suffering. In this chapter, we will review how these methods work together to help us meet the challenges of life head on. To help you manage your problems and pain, you can choose any one or a combination of the following. On the horizontal axis, people, activities, belief system. On the vertical axis, affirmations, habit transformation, progressive muscle relaxation, breath work, contemplation, meditation, prayer, mindfulness, practicing the presence of God, service, yoga, the transformation of emotion. 1. People. When we suffer, we turn to trusted friends and family. We tell our story seeking understanding, support, and solace. At times we seek advice, but more often we just need to be heard and accepted. Just getting the story out brings relief and healing. Often, however, we experience emotional pain that does not go away after talking it out. And sometimes our relationships make things worse because we are misunderstood or poorly treated. Even if we have a strong, loving support network filled with understanding, humor, and forgiveness, we will have emotional pain requiring management by other methods. In fact, one of the mistakes many of us make is looking to others for emotional pain relief when it is not possible. This leads to codependency, which is, in effect, addiction to people. We become codependent when we look to others to solve problems that can be only solved by ourselves. 2. Activities. Constructive, meaningful activities are powerful pain managers. School, work, training, volunteering, culture, sports, recreation, and hobbies provide us with opportunities for growth and healing. We need a list of activities to turn to when pain arrives. It is helpful to have activities performed alone and with others. 3. Belief system. Belief systems help us manage our pain. We experience relief when we discover the meaning of life. When we find our metaphor or story, we can survive even the worst conditions. Many go to church, synagogue, or mosque for traditional worship, support of like-minded people, and service work. This may be enough for some people. Others need additional help. Spiritual belief systems give us 12 additional tools to help us manage our pain. These methods were described as options 4 through 15 above. A personal healing program. Horizontal axis. The first three options are practiced on the physical plane, here referred to as the horizontal axis. In our culture, most people try to manage their pain exclusively on the physical plane through relationships, activities, and external worship. This tendency can be a problem. Most of us need to do some internal work as well. Vertical axis. Options 4 through 15 are practiced internally in a space referred to here as the vertical axis. In a balanced healing program, there will be a healthy balance between horizontal and external practices and vertical or internal practices. When this balance is achieved, we accomplish the ultimate goal, cultivation of spiritual qualities. Balance. Review the pain management options listed above. Through trial and error, we can discover which option or combination of options will work for any given problem. For some problems, good friends and activities will suffice. On other days, contemplation, reading sacred texts, and meditation are most effective. Some techniques, such as meditation or the transformation of emotion, may be more difficult for some people. If a technique causes too much pain, you can turn to another, less invasive method. For example, if processing emotion causes you to feel frightened and you are tempted to turn to an unhealthy painkiller such as alcohol, you can turn to a different method, such as support from your friends or going to the gym to restore your balance. When you feel stronger, you can return to the transformation of emotion. You can move from emotional processing to being with a friend for dinner, to emotional processing, to watching television, to prayer and meditation, to physical exercise, to emotional processing, and so forth. The combination of methods used on any particular day may vary. As our experience grows, our ability to match techniques to problems improves. We become more effective pain managers. Eventually, we reach the point where we can handle anything, including the unknown and death. Conclusion. The Great Ones. Buddha and Christ discovered the secret connection between skillful pain management and healing. Recognizing pain as a law of life, the Buddha teaches us how to transform personal suffering into compassion for others. Christ on the cross demonstrated masterful skill in pain management when he forgave his tormentors at a time of excruciating suffering. We can follow their lead if we experience our pain and learn from it. Love is the goal. The ultimate goal of pain management is love. When we stop running and accept pain as our teacher, we learn the necessary lessons that inevitably have to do with expansion of love. There is a powerful narrative embedded in our feelings having to do with unconditional love, friendship, and service. When we understand and forgive others and ourselves, the way is opened for healing and purification. eliminate all traces of negativity. With love as your tool, dig deep. Eliminate all traces of negativity. Get rid of your bad habits. Practice affirmation, mindfulness, the presence of God, and meditation. Contemplate the great sacred texts. Transform emotion to self-knowledge. Learn how to spiritualize your story. Serve all of humanity. Design your own program. With people, activities, a strong belief system, and the 12 internal practices described in this work, you can field whatever life throws at you. Design a pain management program for yourself. Work with these practices for the rest of your life. Arrange and rearrange the methods to find the combinations that best suit you. Homework first, then enjoy the show. Accept pain as your teacher and allow the healing power to do its work. And remember, you can play hooky from school and go to the movies, but eventually you have to return to class. You need to do your homework first. You need to learn how to be a good pain manager. Then you can enjoy the show. The Great Physician. The Great Physician prescribes love as the medication for all of our ills. Follow love and keep your eyes opened. It will take you where you need to go. Even if you must pass through the cave of darkness, love will light the way. Let your pain take you to the next level of higher consciousness. For every problem you navigate, you rise. When you complete all of your problems, you will rise above all of creation. Then you will know that the foundation of the universe is eternal peace, omniscient love, and ecstatic joy. In my heart of hearts, only the love of God. I scatter it everywhere. To the good God, hidden in all forms. Then I see her unseen hand everywhere. Points to remember. As described in Step 5, tools become barriers. The restless mind, highly reactive emotions, excessive material desires, the troubles of the body, hyperactivity, and the ego add untold difficulty to the already formidable, inevitable suffering of life. To help us manage this reactivity, we need an individualized, balanced healing program with options on both the horizontal and vertical axis. Many of us have had long-standing problems that may take years of work. We should not be discouraged if these problems do not respond immediately. Effort is progress. If we do the work, our problems slowly burn up. We stop attracting the same negative circumstances and people. The positive experiences in our lives increase, and peace, courage, strength, and wisdom grow. There are times in all of our lives where there are too many problems to handle at once. Problems compound, our pain grows from moderate to severe, we go into crisis. There may be symptoms, impaired functioning, and danger. We can get discouraged or frightened. This may be a time to seek professional help. Some are reluctant to do this, thinking it to be a failure. However, life is painful. At times, suffering is great. Getting help is a sign of strength and wisdom. We want to avoid pain and be happy. We have an aversion to suffering, We are afraid that our pain may cause us to lose control. We choose all kinds of behavior to avoid suffering, but pain is a part of reality. Eventually, we must face it. If your life is focused only on feeling good, you are vulnerable to bad habits. Go deeper. Face your pain, your fears, and your problems. If you manage your pain wisely by practicing the spiritual disciplines described in this work, you will find out who you really are. Peace, love, joy, power, and wisdom. Affirmations. I am stronger and wiser because of my tests and challenges. Better to have pain than remain the same. Every problem is an opportunity in disguise. Rather than seek pleasure and avoid pain, I accept both as having benefit. I develop spiritual muscles by working through my painful problems. I accept the difficulties of life as necessary for spiritual growth. I am strong and calm in any outer condition. Time and love heal all of my wounds. I thank Spirit for providing me with opportunities to grow and transform. Suffering leads to compassion, strength, and wisdom. Suffering leads to peace, love, and joy. Exercises. 1. Review the list of pain management options described in this lesson. Which of these methods are you currently using? Which of these methods might you add to your program? 2. Discuss how people, activities, a belief system on the horizontal axis, and the 12 spiritual methods on the vertical axis work together to help manage pain and suffering. 3. What is the nature of a balanced healing program? May you find the peace, love, and joy that are your soul.